Morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our one-on-one with the pro. Brett Harsh is in with us on this holiday. How you doing there, my man?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Doing good. How are things at Bartlesville Health and Rehab?
It's good. Still, you know, everybody, the resident-wise in the facility is COVID-free. So that's obviously always really good news, and we've been really busy with some activities and stuff. Those are continuing to pick up, too, so it's going well.
Between the raindrops...
Yeah, kind of having to duck and dodge some rain and some thunderstorms at times. But other than that, it's still we're getting them in there, so it's pretty good.
All righty, well, that streak's been going on here for a couple months now, so that's great. Everybody feeling a lot better, seeing a little bit more light at the end of the tunnel, getting a little brighter
for sure.
And of course, you know, folks are able to maintain just a little bit more normalcy, but with caution. And that's always been your rule, anyway.
Right? Yeah, It we got tough at times, you know, just kind of adapt to the new guidelines and stuff, because I mean, it does, like I always say, it can change from week to week.
So
we always want to be careful regardless of, you know, of any situation or whatever's going on in the outside world. We always try to be careful, and it's just kind of different now, you know, just different precautions that you have to take. But everybody's been doing a really great job, and you're right, it's kind of the light at the end of the tunnel. I think for the most part, I think everybody's almost kind of used to it now. And so the more that we get to open up and do, it's kind of just a bonus. So, and everybody enjoys that. So.
Well, today is Memorial Day, and we are celebrating, we are remembering, aren't we?
That's right. It is Memorial Day. So it can be a tough time for some, but at the same time, you know, a day to reminisce and, you know, kind of look back at all the positive and great memories that you have with those people. We certainly want to thank everybody that has served in the military. We're big on that. We're big with anybody that, you know, just helps us, you know, maintain our freedom and our way of life. We want to make sure to always tell people that at BHRC. So we wanted to get that in, and we're always thinking about those people, and, you know, and everybody that's lost people for that matter. Just, you know, like I said, it can be tough, but at the same time, it's just having, you know, having that faith that we will see them again. So we just want to get that in, and we just want to say thank you to everybody.
Now, Brett, when you came in, you said activities. What kind of activities are going on?
So, now we've had a few cookouts that you know about.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
We also added a hot dog and s'mores cookout. That was a big hit.
Oh yeah.
I got that in there. Everybody kind of enjoyed that. Our massage therapist from Fusion Massage and Wellness has been coming into the building. They're actually there for the residents and the employees. So a different day. They come about twice a month, I believe, is what they're I think that's the schedule they're going to try to maintain. About every other Tuesday, I think, that's for the residents, and then they throw in an extra day or two a month as well for the employees. They come in specifically for a couple hours for employees only, which is nice, because, you know, our employees work hard, and when they're out there on the floor and, you know, dealing with whatever with, you know, also, you know, with COVID and stuff, and, you know, on top of their normal everyday jobs and tasks, you know, you can kind of get stressed out if you're not careful and kind of get tight. So we really want to thank Fusion. They come in, they do a great job. Everybody's always looking forward to seeing them. There's kind of a banging down the door when she gets there about who's going to be next. So they definitely enjoy that. It's a really nice addition for our employees and, you know, our nursing staff. It's well deserved. Like I said, they work just as hard, if not harder, than, you know, anybody I've been around or worked with. So it's really good that they're able to be able to kind of have that nice 15-20 minutes of relaxation. It really kind of eases them and eases their mind and their body. So it's really cool.
Nothing like decompression with the best, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Good Lord. What else you got cooking?
So we also are in full swing with our bingo and sitter size. Mm-hmm. We didn't really completely quit that during COVID. It was just difficult to do at times, you know, whether we had COVID active in the building or, you know, with, you know, CDC guidelines going everywhere. But now it's pretty much it's on a regular schedule now for our sitter size and bingo. Those are both hot topics, both things that people love to do. And those are things that you can do inside. So, you know, like it has been a couple last weeks, when it's raining outside and everything else, mm-hmm. it's something that we can do inside. So that's nice. Also, want to give a shout-out to Stage Art Dance. They came by, I believe it was last Monday, and it was actually rainy, but they found some time where there was a break in the rain, and they showed up in that. They timed it perfectly and came out, and they had some really awesome performances for our residents to be able to see as well. You can go on and see all this stuff that's going on, by the way. You can go on to our Facebook page. I have pictures. Our activities director, she takes pictures and sends to me to post. So we try to keep up with everything. It's difficult when we're doing this, which is that's a good thing. You know, we want to be busy. So that's it's been really good. Other than that, I think I covered mostly everything. We just want to
blood drive.
Yeah,
I always got to ask you about them because those are popular.
The blood drive is popular. So we do have it scheduled for the end of June, June 22nd, I believe. We were about, last I checked, we were about half full, still taking signups, still have, last time we actually had to have a waiting list. So I think the nicer the weather gets, it kind of, they really start to take off. As of right now, we're only doing the 29 slots, just because it's still COVID guidelines they're following, and we want to follow them as well. So we're not quite ready to allow them back in the building. I think when they are allowed back in the building, I think we're going to have a lot more slots available, so that'll be nice. But for right now, we're happy with the 29 slots and being able to get in there on the bus and be able to social distance properly as well and keep everybody safe and get that going. So yeah, that's been really good. They're still testing for the COVID antibodies.
Oh, good. So a lot of folks ask about that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big thing when people sign up. You know, with people that I've talked to, that's one of the first questions they ask. Well, if I come give blood, are they still testing for those antibodies? Because they want to keep themselves safe, their family safe. You know, be able to take the necessary precaution. You do need to be informed. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing coming.
Alrighty, and we're talking with Brett Harsh. He's with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. And, of course, we meet with Brett every other Monday, get caught up on everything that's going on there and tell you a lot of the pluses and some of the things that are coming up down the pike. Now, the apartments are still – you still have a couple available, but they're going fast, I've been told.
So, yeah. So, we had a couple more deposits put down on a few apartments last week. So right now, we only have one available. So, it still needs, I think, a little bit of touch up, or I think they wanted to get in there. The cleaning ladies want to get in there and do one more once over just to be sure. We want to make sure everything's always, you know,
perfect
and clean and, you know, getting ready for people to move in. But I was told last week that we do only have one more available as of right now. We still have our maintenance guys. They're just as busy as everybody. So they're getting in there when they can and finishing up those last, you know, four or five remodels and touching up some paint and everything as well. So hopefully when we can get that going, we'll be able to have a few more open, but it's a good problem to have because people are wanting to get in there and get those apartments rented. And,
well, those pluses are something else. It's only like, what, $850 a month? That covers just darn near everything.
Yeah, the $850 a month covers everything except for food. And then you can do your own thing. It is independent living, so you can cook, you can order food, whatever you need to do. We do have meal plans that we can add on to that as well. You can up to 3 meals a day. And it's a different price for however many meals you want. So, but yeah, other than that $850 a month, I mean, that's covering cable, you know, Wi-Fi, everything, that electricity, basically water, everything you're going to need, your everyday necessities. So it's really a pretty good deal. We get complimented on that a lot. We get asked.
You just made it easy. That's all.
Yeah, we're trying to make it easy. So, but you know, some people can't believe that price. So it's really cool to have.
That's only one available.
Yeah, right. That's kind of the reason why there's only one available, I guess. So, like I said, that's a good problem to have. So we actually kind of like the blood drive. On another note, it's, you know, we actually do have a waiting list for apartments. So as soon as that one gets open, I'm sure it'll be gone. And then after that, it's just going to be kind of. Whoever's next on the list, I guess, to try to come in and get one. And we're starting to also, nothing set in stone, but we are kind of starting to come up with some ideas and some planning on being able to have people in for tours as well. I'm gonna start helping with that as well. Now that we're back opened up, we can have people in the building. We're gonna start touring those apartments as well with anybody that wants to come in and tour one. Like I said, you know, you may have to be put on a waiting list, but you'll be able to come in and see what you're going to be living in, what you're going to be doing with as well. So that's a really cool thing. I think it's going to be a big hit as well. So that's, like I said, it's everything other than that's going pretty well.
And can you still take the virtual tour for those who just might be a little about getting that still?
So right now we don't have a virtual tour for that. Our virtual tour was for specifically for the long-term care and the therapy. But that is a good point, because that's kind of part in it. We may end up adding that with along with the real tours as well, if people don't want to come in. Like I said, don't want to speak too much on it right now, just because nothing's really set in stone.
Understood.
We've been having meetings on it, but there is going to be something similar to that coming.
Oh, great. Now, when it comes to your facilities for rehab, the utmost care and the utmost safety in mind, and still a great plan on getting you back to where you need to be physically.
Yeah, we're working with that, you know, every day, every week. I can't say enough about our therapy girls, you know, all the hard work they put into it, you know, getting to where, like you said, where you want to be. The average stay is about 26, 28 days. Mm-hmm. So for the you know, therapy needs and everything as well. They just do such a good job. I've witnessed it. I've seen them in action. I've, you know, been in there with, and just the residents that are in there that have had them, they just, you know, just go on and on about how kind they are. But they're in there, you know, they're in there working. They're going to push you and get the job done, because they want the best for you as well. And the residents really like that too, because, you know, if they're in there, they want to get better. So right. So, you know, I mean, that's it kind of goes hand in hand there. They're on the same page and same terms there, but they do it with, you know, with kind and love, and that makes it easier a lot too, you know, just being able to have somebody, because they know that we and our, you know, especially in that situation, our therapy girls care. I mean, we genuinely care. They're our family. Mm-hmm. They're the reason why we're there. I mean, without them, we don't exist. So that's, we really, really put a lot in that. And they just do such a good job. It's really awesome to see when somebody graduates from therapy, just the difference you'll see in, you know, within less than a month,
night and day,
that they do. It's just, it's incredible. It really is. I don't know how they do it. So it's really awesome to see.
Well, that is that's just the special kind of TLC and professionalism mixed all together that works. And, you know, and the thing that a lot of folks like about Bartlesville Health and Rehab is that it's locally owned. You're not a number. You're not somewhere, you know, on a corporate punch card someplace, you know, lost in some city far, far away.
Yeah.
You're right here in Bartlesville.
That's right. It's a home. It's home away from home that turns into a home is how I kind of like to see it, because it's, you know, at first it can be a little, you know, anybody that doesn't want to deal with a lot of change, but once you get in there, it really does become your home. It's my second home now, so it's family owned. You know, Alex, the owner, he's in there. He knows people as well. So, I mean, his face is in there too. It's not like nobody knows who he is, because he genuinely cares as well. He's just like everybody else, and he's the one that's instilled that in us. So it's really cool to see that. I mean, we know names. Like you said, no numbers, no statistics. We know names. Names, first names, last names, a lot of families even. Mm-hmm. Now, especially now if the families can come back in, and that's been really cool to see, being able to come back in and see their loved ones, and then we get to talk with their families as well. And it's just, the spirits have really been lifted around the facility, and it's awesome to see that as well. But yeah, it is. We are family-owned, and we don't want to be that. We don't want to be like those big corporations like you're talking about. That's we strive to be the opposite. In fact, we don't like the statistics, the numbers and stuff like that. That doesn't necessarily give you a, you know, that's a way, that's how they have to be. I'm not, you know, I don't want to speak
metrics
negatively.
Metrics are important,
on that.
But real results, seeing the human succeed,
exactly,
is what we're really,
that's what
about,
we're going,
yeah,
for. I don't want to speak negatively on anybody, but we really strive for that family, that family feeling, that cozy feeling at home. So that's what we're going to keep doing.
Very good. Now, where can we find you? I know, just driving around, I could find you, but if I told somebody directions, I'd get them lost. So let's.
So we
kind of at that stage,
right? So we are, So we are the facility just north of the hospital, as I like to say. We're located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. You can find us on Facebook at Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community. We have our website up and running, BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. Facebook, I always start with Facebook. I just feel like that's where people go first nowadays. So I'm on there every day. That's very active. Mm-hmm. We're very active with that, kind of keeping up with what we got going on. Like, everything we've talked about today has already been posted on Facebook. So it's on there for people to go back and be able to review and see that as well. We also can be reached at 918-333-9545. That's 918-333-9545.
You know, I've noticed that a lot of older people are very acquainted with the computer these days, thanks to COVID. They've gotten pretty sharp at it.
They have.
Everything from Zoom chats to even getting on the Facebook. I believe it or not, I still have a great aunts and uncles who are pushing 100, and they are on there. They're checking out baby pictures, birthdays, anniversaries, things like that. And, you know, and then, of course, it goes all the way down to, you know, everyone who's kind of young, too, on that. So, yeah, it's a good place to hit them where they're visiting.
Yeah, that's kind of the target demographic. The location of that target is going to be on Facebook. And before I want to go, before I forget, I also want to give a shout-out and thank Laura Hunt and Buzz for coming back into the building, the therapy dog Buzz. They got to come back in finally as well and see the residents. We have pictures of them as well on our Facebook page. That was really awesome
well to see.
They are very popular. So they were able to come in and you know, put some smiles on some faces. So that was really cool. And I believe they're going to start coming twice a month again as well. So
Getting back to normal.
They are. So it's good.
Brett Harsh, thank you for being with us here today with Bartlesville Health and Rehab right here on One-on-One with the Pro here at K1.